Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Once more, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, 'Tell those who have been invited, look, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed the murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his slaves, 'The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go, therefore, to the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet.' Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad, so the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe, and he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
This parable that we hear today in Matthew is hard to digest. If you're like me, you find yourself cringing at every turn of what should have been a straightforward wedding party. It's important to remember, however, that this parable is actually a response to a question. Jesus is responding to religious leaders who had asked him, "By what authority do you do these things?" And by these things, they are referring to the clearing of money changers in the temple, as well as the healing of the sick and the stigmatized individuals at the temple. You see, Jesus is speaking to a group of religious leaders that didn't quite see how Jesus' commitment to the poor and the marginalized was part of God's plan. They hadn't always included or invited everyone to God's banquet. They hadn't always accepted the invitation to a banquet where the poor and the marginalized are present. Or in a society where hosts traditionally provided the wedding guests robes to create an environment of equality for all, the religious leaders may have been the ones to have shown up without the robe and their own fancy tucks and ties, shaming the poor individuals who had just been gathered in off the street. The religious authorities questioning Jesus struggled to align their professed love of God and efforts to maintain temple life with God's vision of equality and dignity for all people. Like these authorities questioning Jesus, even the most studious seminary students or the most admired religious leaders of today can also struggle to enact God's radical vision for equality and equity in the world today. Today, our hymn of the day that we will sing in just a moment was commissioned by the late Archbishop Oscar Romero from El Salvador. Now, he is known for his solidarity with the poor, but it wasn't always that way. When he was appointed Archbishop in the 80s, his colleagues were confident that he wouldn't make any waves amidst a tumultuous civil war in El Salvador between the wealthy military and business families and the low-wage farm workers. At first, he did not make a concerted effort to stand on the side of the farmers. He did not recognize a deep participation. He did not recognize that a deep participation in God's vision of equality at God's banquet would compel him to show up and put on the wedding robe and stand in solidarity with the poor, as he eventually did. And if you're like me, when it comes to enacting God's vision of equality at God's banquet, we do not always invite and then protect the poorest people in our communities. Society tells us to do the exact opposite, to advance ourselves and to stand out as better and brighter, but not to look around, to put on the wedding robe and to see that everyone has what they need. While society tells us one thing, Scripture is full of a different vision of how to live. And whenever there's a banquet in Scripture, it often points us to that vision. Banquets show up throughout the Bible to represent God's abundance and provision for all. In the Isaiah text today, the banquet table is used to paint a picture of how God would provide in the face of hardship. It was a promise of equality and justice and restoration for displaced and defeated people. With this parable, and Matthew told centuries later, the Israelites are now no longer in exile, and Jesus uses this traditional imagery of a banquet to challenge assumptions about one's place and privilege at God's banquet when they may no longer be aligned with God's vision for equality and inclusion of all people at the banquet. If the temple leaders were listening closely, they would hear that by following Jesus' example and these things that they accused him of doing and aligning their lives with equality and justice for their neighbors most in need, they too can participate even more fully in God's vision for the world. Oscar Romero understood this about God's banquet, or God's vision for the world, when one of his close friends, Rutilio Grande, was murdered. Previously, he hadn't gotten too involved in the protests of farm workers. But with his friend's death, Romero's faith and life was forever reoriented to the poor and the struggling workers of El Salvador. Whereas he already had been a priest for years and had accepted the invitation to God's feast, his understanding of God's vision for the world was deepened when he started meeting with, protesting with, and ministering to the farm workers. Romero's life and the hymn that he commissioned based on his experiences, "Let Us Go Now to the Banquet," and the parable of the wedding banquet remind us that we too can more fully participate in God's banquet table of radical equality in a way that we more fully comprehend the gift of God's abundant grace. While we receive God's grace through baptism, in God's banquet table of communion every Sunday, our understanding of God's love and our experience of God's grace deepens when we join in the mission of Christ as we go out into the world and act in God's banquet of justice and equality, and as we become the body of Christ given for the world. And now, as we sing, as we partake in Christ's body and blood given for us, and as we go into the world to enact God's vision for the world, may we be reminded of the radical nature of God's banquet table to which we come and to which we join with Christ in creating in the world, where all are welcome and where we go together in justice and equality for all. Amen.